Can we have a conversation without any hesitations? I just want to tell you what's on my mind. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I just want to give a shout out to all my people that have been supporting since I got into the next tier, and things are going well, but I am announcing today that there will no longer be any Q&A episodes for me because the feedback and the wanting and the demanding that I've been getting from the people that questions aren't getting answered, it hasn't went over well. Normally I'm like, okay, whatever, but I got so much people hitting me up, and then like my Q&A episodes are always my lowest rated episodes. They only average like maybe like 400, 500 listeners, and that's not good for the goal I'm trying to stay at, and I got to stay at a certain number. And my other episodes average like 10,000 plus. So yeah, the Q&A episodes I'm going to stay away from. The last one was last week. That's going to be pretty much the last one I do. But we are going to talk about today, what we are going to talk about today is getting rid of and how to get rid of that one friend. And what I mean by that, like when you see it in the title, you're going to be like, what do you mean by that one friend? And most of the time when you read that, you're going to already know what that one friend means. That one friend means, okay, so this is in Christian terms. Once again, let's go to the Christian terms. Me, myself, I had a lot of friends. And a lot of my time, I've told the story billions of times. A lot of time, my time spent on my nephews. They became more my friends. And I wanted to focus more on hanging out with my nephews and teaching them to become men, have fun. And, excuse me. And, just keep a focus and emphasis on them. So what happened was my nephews were like my best friends. And then the friends I did have, there's only two that I hang out with now. In the past few years, there's only two of my boys that I hang out with. Because some of my other boys, they went buck wild. Like, they took a route. When you're a Christian, it's real hard. It's always that friend you hold on to. So I won't say that friend's name that I held on to, but I knew this friend was always up to no good. Like, I'm like, okay, I want to turn over a new life. I don't want to do the gang banging thing. I don't want to do the, playing with woman emotions and being a player. And I don't want to do the smoking no more. I don't want to drink it. But this friend was like, always trying to justify why it was okay to do what we were doing. Like, yo, Dre, it's not that serious. Like, we could smoke, we could do this. And I always would hang on to that friend. Like, I would always call him. Like, after months went by, I'd call him, hey, what you up to, man? Oh, nothing, just chilling. Hey, you want to come try to play ball? Yeah, I'll come through. And then, we play ball. And right after playing ball, it just went right back to reminding me, like, when we played ball, it was like he couldn't help himself but to, like, get mad on the court. Like, I'm trying to separate myself from all that. Like, there's nothing wrong with being competitive. But when you're on the court, you're just like, F this, F that, and blank and F, and SS, and A. Like, I'm trying to get away from that. So this one friend, it was real hard to cut ties with him because this is my guy. Like, we were really cool with each other. And I had to cut him off. And I kept telling myself, like, I don't want to cut him off because being a Christian, you don't want to shun anybody because, like, it feels like you're judging them when you shun them, technically. Like, it's like, okay, if I cut this person off, I'm pretty much, like, being a Christian, I'm pretty much saying, like, there's no hope for them. But that's not the case. If you continuously try, like, I continuously tried with this friend. I continuously brought him around. I continuously tried to keep him, like, involved with God and get him in the church. But that's not what he wants. So instead of me being mad or, feeling disrespected, it was like, okay, now I got to get to the point where I just say, you know what? It's cut off. It has to be cut off because that one friend will always drag you back into what you are trying to get away from. When you're trying to better your life, whether it be work, whether it be church, whether it be anything to do like positive, that one friend always has to bring you back into what you're trying to get away from. Even if it's clubbing or something, like, you can be like, you know what? I'm not gonna. This is for guys and girls. You can be a girl and have that one friend that, like, every time you're like, you know what, I'm going to settle down, I'm going to get me a man, I'm going to do things right, I'm trying to live right. you might have that one girlfriend that's like, girl, we about to get lit up tonight, and it has to be drinking and smoking involved. Like, it's hard. It's hard, you know, and that's that for, in a woman's case, it's really hard, because when you have a girlfriend, like, y'all are really tight, y'all are real cool, and, you know, it's hard to cut off your girl. And you don't just cut them off by just saying, hey, you don't just wake up one day and be like, look, I don't like you. I don't like what you do. I don't like how you are. So we need to split. I'm not saying doing like that. Always have a viable reason why you're separating. I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to get away from the old things I used to do. I'm trying to get away from being negative. I'm trying to get away from... You just got to be real like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it takes, is to be real. Don't make up a whole story. Don't go about this whole, yeah, because, you know, I was going to hang with you. Because then what happens is every night you're making excuses on why you guys can't hang. But what happens when you run out of excuses? You know what I mean? Excuses don't last forever. So you want to be real from the jump, because then you're just going around the bush all the time. So with my friend, the guy friend that I had to tell my boy, I said, look, you're my dude, and I've been inviting you around my family for years, but you're just not trying to change what you're doing. And I'm at the state in my life where I'm taking God serious. I'm taking my marriage serious. Like, I don't want to do these things no more. And you know what? He respected it. He was like, you know what, Dre? I thought it was going to be a war. It was going to be like, oh, you can't back out. Like, I thought it was about to be in a movie where it's like, you can't back out from this, bruh. But you, I thought he was going to pull the gun out on me, saying, but he respected me. He was like, you know what? He was like, how you're thinking is how I should be thinking. But right now, I'm nowhere near that thought process. Like, that's not me. And I respect you, but that's not what I'm going to do. So we ended it like that. Because there's always going to be that person that brings you down. And then you always got to pray for that person that after years go by, or even after a week goes by, or maybe a day goes by, that person says, you know what? I want to do the same thing. I'm ready to change my life. In my case, it's church. But this is in any case, anything to do with positivity and negativity, you want to keep that negative person out of your life. If you guys go to the movie and you have that friend that's like, this movie's garbage, and you're like, but it's a good movie to me, and they're like, it's garbage, you just tell them, hey, I don't want to go to the movies with you no more. I'm good with that. I'm not into all that being negative type person. If you guys are all watching a TV show and there's that friend that's like, I don't know why y'all watch this show. This show is booty. It's like, you know what? You're not coming over to watch a TV show again. You're not coming over to watch a sports game again. The whole thing about this message is, I got a lot of people asking me or telling me they have a friend and they're in a situation where, like, they want to end it because they do want to live right. And one of the friends that actually messaged me, and I really appreciate this message, her name is Katagia. She messaged me, and one thing I respect about what she said was that since listening to my podcast, you listen to every episode. I really appreciate, respect that, and, you know, I have all the respect in the world for you for that. But she said, by listening to your podcast, I've learned and I've noticed that I want to change myself completely. I want to get away from the norm. And because of your podcast, I no longer want to do a lot of the stuff I used to do. I respect that, Cortegia. And we were friends in junior high. I haven't seen you since junior high. But the fact that you listen and support, I really respect that. I appreciate that. And I respect you as a human for getting to that point where, especially with you knowing God, I respect you as a fellow Christian saying you're ready to drop everything from your past. So you told me in the message you don't want a club, you don't want to drink no more, but you have this one girlfriend that always lures you back in. You have to start luring her toward your direction. So imagine a rope in between you two right now, right? Majority of the time, she's pulling the rope and you're getting dragged along. You got to reverse that and pull that rope and drag her along. But sooner or later, either she decides, you know what, you don't have to pull that rope no more. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to walk alongside you. Or you say, you know what, let me get the butter knife. Let me get the steak knife. Time to cut this rope. Let's go our separate ways. And hopefully later down the road, we could tie this rope together again. That's how you got to look, because sometimes a friend can hold you up from what your blessing is going to be, who your husband's going to be, who your wife's going to be, how much money you're going to make, what job you're going to get, what you can take. Friends can hold you up. I had a lot of friends hold me up from that type of stuff. I'm telling you. So my message to people, to get rid of a friend, I would never say get rid of a friend. I would say to separate yourself from that friend until you're spiritually ready to hang with them again. or until they're spiritually ready to join you on your walk. And it should be more of the spiritual ready for them to join you on your walk. Because even sometimes we think we're spiritual ready. We pray. We thank God every day. We're like, God, I know I'm strong. I know. Then you go back around that friend and then all that drops. So you got to be careful with that. But when you guys hang together, if you guys ever hang out together again, it should be under God's terms and under a good term, because then you guys are living a good life. It's not the going home and carrying each other up the stairs because the other one's drunk, or running from a bar because someone just started a fight because you and your boys at the club, you try to holler at someone's girl. So that's my episode for today. Short episode, just a little insight on a question that's been asked me a few times. And my friend, because you let me know your support for my podcast, and because I thought it was a good question, and because it's a question that I had to deal with, something I had to deal with, and not just with that one friend I had to deal with it with a few friends, but this one was my main friend, because me and him went way back, and like, we were in school together, everything, so it was real hard, but God does it like that. Sometimes you gotta separate, and I hope later in life I see him in the future, and he's ready to join what I do, and ready to be a part of what I do, especially since he's talented like I am when it comes to music. So that's my episode for today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Share, like, subscribe to my page. Thank you, guys. God bless y'all. Peace.